Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, Katie Deckett and I are going first because we're giving a little update on how things have changed since we did our New Year's episode just a couple of weeks ago. Both of us have added words of the year, which neither of us have ever done before. We've always just had one word, but both of us felt compelled to add a second word this year. And we're talking about how those words are going and some unexpected things that have come up in our year so far that we think will probably shape the rest of the year, and just kind of what we are learning right now and enjoying about the year and working on. I think it was a really fun, insightful episode to record with Katie. Both of us did a lot of good verbal processing, and we hope you guys really enjoy it. I think you are going to love the story of what she did this past weekend for her dad's birthday. I wish I was there. I wish I could have got a ticket because it just sounded amazing and like such good food, and Katie does such a good job of explaining all of it. It was just a really fun conversation, and I hope that you guys really enjoy hearing how our year is shaping up so far. Also, ladies, I have actually started blogging again. I know. Can you believe it? I'm showing up this year. I'm doing the stuff. And so I post all of those, obviously, on the website at mackenziecoppa.com. But if you want a little summation every week of what's going on the platform, the things that I'm putting out there, new stuff. In fact, I just found sales to a whole bunch of books that I just recommended on the blog last week. And so I'm posting the sales in my newsletter. Anything that I find that's like, oh, you guys might want to hear about this, I'm putting it all there. At the very top of the newsletter, you can just find the really quick rundown of everything that's been coming out lately, whether it's been on the podcast or the blog or Instagram or wherever. I've got it all right there at the top of the newsletter. And then we go into a little bit more personal stuff and fun stuff and interesting stuff. So you can find that throughout the rest of the publication. To get on that newsletter list, you can go to mackenziecoppa.substack.com. Of course, we've got links in the show notes and links on the website to be able to get there, but I would love to have you be a part of that little newsletter community. It's super fun to be able to reach out to all of you in that way. You can reply straight to the newsletter and be able to have a conversation with me, which is always so much fun. And I just am enjoying getting back into this rhythm of showing up in that space and making sure I let you guys know what in the world is going on with Live Well Anyway. So be sure to go over to mackenziecoppa.substack.com and get signed up there if you haven't already. All right, without further ado, let's hear how our years are going so far with me and Katie Deckett. Hello, Katie.
Hello, Mackenzie.
All right, so we did a podcast a couple of weeks ago. We did a string of podcasts a couple of weeks ago.
We did. I've been on here a lot.
I know, but it's so much fun. And I feel like we've got like a Melanie Schenkel, Sophie Hudson vibe. And I think people really enjoy just listening to us like banter about the new things in our life. And I do feel like from that episode that we created for the very beginning of the year, I mean, we recorded it going into New Year's.
Yep.
And so we had our sort of like the beginnings of our visions of what this year was going to look like and what we would be doing, but we didn't really know how things would start to play out. And I feel like even a couple of weeks in, things have changed a bit, and we both have added words for our year, and there's been a little bit more reality and a little bit more almost clarification, I feel like, into what is happening with our year and what we're trying to do and our goals and like all that kind of thing. And so I thought it would be fun to come back and do like a little bit of an update episode and talk about like things that we're learning so far this year and any other fun and fabulous things that we think of.
Yeah, I think that first episode was a little preemptive because the process of like nailing down a vision word or nailing down like something you're going to focus on this next year. Sometimes like I've had it for months going into the new year. And sometimes it's like mid-January to end of January before I really feel like, okay, this is the direction. And so like, this is really behind the scenes of that processing. Cause it, I think the word, my word was align, is align. And, but I do think it's grown since then. I think it's grown and morphed and taken kind of a different shape. And that always happens with the word. But this year, I feel like I almost have a second word as well. Yeah. Like I don't want to ditch align.
Yeah.
I think I was going to add to it as the year's gotten going. And I kind of sat with that word a little bit and realized that there's more. And like I was telling you before we recorded, I still feel really close to it. Like it's hard to even, I'm not a verbal processor and it's hard to even like really share all the details about it yet.
Yeah.
But maybe more to come later or months from now when it makes a little more sense. But it was a really tender moment when I feel like God laid something on my heart. And so it feels really close to me still.
Yeah. I don't know
what it's gonna look like.
And so we can just like dip our toes in that pool. But because I've had something similar happen, is I still have my word steady. And I feel like I'm really seeing that word play out already in a lot of different ways that I think are important. But I also added a second word that I felt like I needed a little bit more fun word.
Yeah.
And this word kind of kept coming up. And so I added magic. Now, I have yet to see much magic yet this year. I was really hoping for a little bit more by claiming this word, but I think that it does help me because my word steady is like so like keep plodding along, keep doing the stuff, keep showing up, keep putting the stuff out there. And if I didn't add a little bit of, you know, sparkle to that, it was just going to feel like, oh, okay, I just got to get through this year. But it's part of being steady is like, I want to be steadily happy and steadily joyful. Yes. And so what little things do I need to do to like make a little bit of magic in our lives? And I think it's kind of too part of like adding in creativity this year and allowing myself to step back into that and, you know, starting to crochet again and starting to bake again. And like, these are these little parts of magic that I feel like I can take hold of or like be more conscientious and proactive about having fun with my kids and having fun with my boyfriend and his kids and like really trying to make that a center point. Like, yes, life is hard, but let's make sure we're still having some fun and enjoying things.
I love that. And I didn't know that was your word, but looking back the last couple of weeks, like even just like you said, the baking that you've been doing, and you really are leaning into that creativity and seizing a moment and not just letting it pass you by, but really owning the moment and cultivating some wonder and some what you can add to it. So that's really cool. And like with the sourdough that you're kind of interested in starting, I always refer to that in my head as this little jar of magic because it's flour, water, bacteria, and suddenly like, oh my gosh, what you can create with that, the depths of what you can feed and nourish and serve other people. It's just, it's amazingly magical. The chemical process that happens in it. So that's really cool.
Yeah. I feel like I need it. Because like I said, it can become too much drudgery if I don't. And I do feel like the steady word has been so good for me so far this year. Of course, I wanted to be steady about like 57 more things than I am currently being steady on. But I am trying to not, part of the steady is like being okay with it not being perfect. And so even though there are still gaps in what I'm wanting to do, seeing that I've been steady, at least in a good chunk of things, and I'm seeing results from being steady in those things. And I think it's in a lot of different areas. I think it's been in my business, like showing up and being steady with, you know, putting in auditions and doing certain things, trying to get ahead on them and like starting to blog again. I've already put out 2 blog posts and like being more steady with the newsletter. And then I'm going to try, I'd hoped to add in more of Instagram so far, and it just hasn't happened yet, but I'm going to get there. And so I'm trying to not just be like, well, baby out with the bathwater, but like, yeah, okay, but look at what you have been steady on. You're honing in your schedule. And also with that, like I've had kids home with COVID and, you know, like every other thing, our school district changed the schedule and has given them more days off. And like, there's been all of these like wrenches thrown into the plan, but I can look back at the last couple of weeks and be like, you know what? But you stayed steady. You still got work done. You still showed up. And part of that has also been in like the days where it has felt too overwhelming, where I would normally just pull the covers up over my head because that's what I go to. That's what I want to do. I want to just like press into that comfort and that bury my head in the sand. Like, okay, never mind life. I'm just going to lay here.
Yeah.
But I have like steadily been telling myself, no, like have your moment, but then take care of yourself, like do the things that you need to for your actual wellness and your mental wellness and get back to work and like giving myself those little daily goals of what I'm needing to do both personally with my wellness, in my relationships, and in my business, I feel like is showing progress. It is having a return, whether it's like crazy or not. I don't need to worry about that. Like it is showing progress and I am steadily showing up.
And doesn't that just release you when you're just doing the next thing and just trusting the process and not having to also constantly analyze if it's enough or, you know, what is it going to produce, but just making it smaller and just doing that next thing that is the right thing, showing up here, and not, you know, kind of like you said, pulling the covers over your head and thinking long term without the small steps that get you there. Like it's the small steps that are the habitual work, the discipline, that's the hard part. And you're kind of taking yourself back to that place of just show up. And I bet you'll see and you'll learn so much this year. And I love that you're going to sprinkle it all with pixie dust and make a little bit of magic, and also just like let the magic in, like train your eyes to see it. Not always responsible for creating it, but just train your eyes to see it, recognize it, speak it out, enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. Ladies, it's a brand new year, and what do we not want to be dealing with? Hormonal issues, and we all have them at some point in our lives, and that is why I want to tell you about Bonafide. Because Bonafide is a company created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany hormonal fluctuations within our bodies. Because we all deserve relief without compromise. Their mission is to provide women with naturally powerful remedies to safely treat the natural symptoms that occur throughout our lives, from PMS to menopause and everything else along the way, without hormones or prescriptions. Bonafide has something for everyone, whatever it is that you are specifically dealing with, whether it's premenopausal symptoms, whether it's PMS, whether you're dealing with vaginal dryness or night sweats or anything else hormone related, you will be able to find a solution from Bonafide. And not only are their ingredients from nature, but they are also the result of thorough research, development, and clinical trials that result in every product being scientifically validated. They have safety as their top priority. All products are made with safe yet powerful ingredients, completely free of hormones. I love that. And without alarming side effects that none of us want. Bonafide is recommended by over 8,300 doctors and have helped over 333,000 women. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones and no prescription required. real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com and use my promo code LIVEWELL. That's hellobonafide.com and code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL for 20% off at checkout. For best prices and free shipping, go directly to the hellobonafide.com website. This is the very best offer anywhere, so check it out and use my promo code LIVEWELL. And thank you to Bonafide for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. Well, and another thing, kind of like what you were saying, is when I would put my head under the covers, I would have that additional pressure of, like, not only are you stressed about what's going on that put you under these covers, but now you're stressed that you're not doing the stuff that you need to get done.
Yeah, yes.
And so actually, just like, even though it's so hard, purposing myself to have to be steady in those things and having grace, having a reasonable amount of grace, but also pushing myself to show up and do the work. I am surprised, and I shouldn't be, but the level of stress that it's taking off of me. I mean, it's a bit of an exchange of stress. It's like you have the stress of doing the work and getting it done and like the pressures of that, but you don't have that additional like guilt and shame weighed on top of it of you're not doing enough. You yeah. legitimately aren't making it and it's your fault. Now it's kind of like putting it out there into the world and doing the work and being like, okay, God, I'm showing up. I'm doing my part of it. Now you have to do the rest of it because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And that has its own freedom to it.
Yes. Cause you can completely immobilize yourself.
Yeah.
The other, you know, with the
yeah.
and the just all the troubleshooting, which is part of your gifting. I mean, you are able to vision cast like nobody else, but it can also work against you
yeah.
and immobilize you if you're not careful that it doesn't stall you out from yeah. taking even just one little step. So it's kind of like you're personally checking into something in your heart and making yourself move forward is like deconstructing that other habit that has held you back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's been a couple of years now of just feeling really stagnant, being really scared to put stuff out there. Like, what if this is not what people are looking for? And what if they hate it? And like yeah. having so much of that imposter syndrome and like, what is the right thing to put out there? And instead just being like, I'm just going to start putting stuff out there. And to pretty immediately get a response from yeah. that of people being like, oh, thank you. I'm so glad that you did this, or you put that out there. Or, I was looking for this link, or, and that was another kind of, kick in the pants for me as I started realizing how many people were asking me for links to the things that I was talking about. And even though it's not an insane number of people, I was like, well, why am I not making this more easily accessible? If people yeah. actually want it, then, you know, I want it when I hear people talk about things and I want to know where they got it. And, you know, just do it, just put it out there. Who cares? And have people dropped off on Instagram? Yes, they have, but I guess good riddance. Like if they didn't like what I was putting out there, then they weren't the people to be following anyway. Right. So I just have to keep making those steps forward. And it's helped me to kind of like look at my website in a new way. You know, I've not really liked my sponsors and affiliates page for a while because I know it's like kind of hard to wade through. And, but I just wasn't really sure what to do with it. And so I have actually decided, and don't look for it yet, guys. I'm telling you this 2 days before this podcast comes out, and I know I won't have it done yet, but I'm working on it. I'm scrapping the sponsors and affiliates page, and I'm putting up a page that is going to have all my favorites in different categories. So it's going to have makeup and skincare and the wellness stuff that I'm doing and like planning things and everything in like one spot with pictures and like easy to see. And then I will also have links under all of those categories to applicable blog posts that I'm working on. I'm hoping to be starting to do more YouTube stuff that I can be linking to and like actually making the information accessible for people, because I've been creating the content for a long time, but not making it very accessible and not telling people that I'm making the content. So it's taking that step this year too, of not just making the content, but being willing to tell people that it's there.
Yeah. Well, there's such a fine line with self-promotion. You know, I mean, you can go forward boldly and then have that check. And I think that you need those people around you that can be honest and speak into your life. And when those things are established, you can move forward boldly, knowing that there are checks and balances built into this process, but your job is to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And to boldly be you. That is what people respond to and what people want. And that's what's authentic. But that second guessing and the insecurity that can fall, I think it comes with the nature of your job.
Yeah.
But you still have to show up because it is your job. And so you personally have just this crazy balance between those. And I feel like this year you're awakening to the power of just do it. Just show up.
Yeah.
Not be crippled by the insecurity or the imposter syndrome but just a little bit every day will really start to add up. I think you're going to learn so much about yourself and this job that God's called you to and the people that you're supposed to reach by just not overthinking and just moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, and giving myself those little goals of like, just show up somehow daily, even on Instagram with like, I want to make sure I'm in stories every day. Like that is such a bare minimum thing to be doing. But if I just make sure I'm in stories every day, even if I'm having a particularly hard day, and all I can manage are some memes, like at least I posted something, like at least I'm putting something out there. I'm engaging. I'm doing it. And I'm seeing the difference, you know, even this year, like I've made a goal for myself of how many auditions I want to be getting in every day. And the really frustrating thing has been that there haven't been as many auditions posted as what my goal is to do. And it's like, what the heck? Like there's usually so many more. And here I am trying to show up. But even from posting the fewer number of auditions that I am, but staying on top of it and staying really, you know, present with that, it is turning work. And so it's like, okay, I just have to keep showing up little by little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is the magic, I think, to your business and to your success.
Yeah.
Also just to bring that word back around, I think that is sort of that little bit of what has been missing. It's just that ability to steadily keep doing it when you have these periods of like self-doubt or
just overwhelming stress in other areas of my life, even that would take me down. So it's been good to really force myself to not just be steady with the business, but then also to do that, I have to be steady with my emotions and my mental state and the wellness parts of it. And like, it really filters through my whole life. And so I gotta say, while it's like sort of a boring word, steady's working for me so far this year. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of where I am at. All right, ladies, it's a new year, and I think we are all more aware than ever before that there is nothing more important than taking care of ourselves. Because if you're not feeling your best, you can't do your best. You can't take care of the people in your life, and you can't get the things done that you want to get done. And Sambucol helps you feel your best with powerful immune support powered by nature's superfruit, black elderberry. You know, we take a lot of supplements around here to help support things, and Sambucol has become a backbone of the things that we we are taking, especially during this winter season, to keep me and my kids at our absolute best. I love it because it's so simple, it tastes good, and it helps me know that I'm supporting my immune system, because this mama ain't got time to be taken off work or to be down and not be able to take care of these kiddos. In our household, the gummies are a huge hit. My kids love taking those, and I typically turn to either the drink powder or to the liquid because it's just easy for me to get down quickly, and I can combine it with other things if I want to. We just take ours first thing in the morning before we head off to school and I get into work, and it is the perfect thing to help me feel like I am staying on top of things right from the get-go of the day. So if you want to be supporting your immune system and your family's immune systems, get 15% off your next order of $9.99 or more at sambucolusa.com, and then use the code LIVEWELL15 at checkout for 15% off. Again, that's 15% off with LIVEWELL15 at sambucolusa.com, and I just want to thank Sambucol for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. Do you want to say your word, or do you just want to talk about other things?
Oh, well, I think I can say the word, but the word, all like immediately when this word I felt like was given to me, I flooded with all these different ways that it relates to different aspects and different areas of my life. The word is feast. And even just like it makes me a little emotional because it really does touch a lot of different aspects of my life, from homeschooling to baking to diet to all yeah. sorts of different places and areas. And even just being present in my daily life, like with the word feast, I think of sitting at a table and being a part of the feast, and I'm much more comfortable in the background.
Yeah.
I'm just much more comfortable there. And this word kind of pushes me to be present and sit down and take it in. And so there's a whole lot of, I feel pretty called out, to be honest.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like it's still pretty close and I'm still figuring out exactly what it means, but it changes things for me. I don't think I could feast if I'm not aligned with yeah. my word and with my husband. And though, I mean, I think they go in tandem, and in tandem, they become something that independently those words wouldn't be, which is what I love about a second word. I've never had a second word.
Yeah.
That's never happened. And it feels really special that like there's this, but then there's like this extra piece that changes the original concept, and mm-hmm. And it feels just a little overwhelming still of like, what is this going to look like? But I have started to kind of pull it apart into practical. Okay. So what does this mean? And yeah. I'm making some changes to my diet, including like as a baker, I need to be able to sample and taste the things that I'm making to ever really get better.
Yes.
And, right? I mean, doesn't that sound like just common sense?
Yes.
But that is not where I've been living. I've been living with a pretty strict diet guideline for myself that works, and I'm content with it. I could do it forever.
Yeah.
I feel like God's saying, no, I actually want you to get in there and eat the things you're making with the people you're making them for. Like,
yes.
So, I mean, there's just,
and see, that's one of the things I love the most for you. I mean, you're such a two on the Enneagram, and you serve people, you help people. You are the caterer. You are the one who makes the food and the desserts and the, all of it for everybody else. And you're so good at that. But when I heard it, because there's so many times where you will say like, oh, I made this croissant or this turnover, like, here you go. Is it good? And it was like, what are you talking about? I've wanted it for you for so long.
Well, and
now you get to.
I didn't see an error in it. You know, it's like now yeah. my eyes are open and now I'm kind of appalled. Like, how can I ever get better if I'm not actually tasting and tweaking myself? Like, I'm asking other people for input.
Yeah.
But really, like, I have to be able to discern it and make those changes, or I kind of am just going to stay at this level.
Yeah.
And now
it's that old saying, never trust a skinny chef. Like, and not that I am promoting you like becoming obese. I don't think that's what we're saying. But there is something to, like, you are so good at this and you're so invested and you learn all the things and all the science behind it and everything. It is like such an all-encompassing thing for you, for that part of it to be left out, for you not to be able to use that sense to hone what you're doing and appreciate what you're doing and see how far you've come, especially when you have such an appreciation for intricate flavors and all the ideas behind them. I just think like this opens up a whole new world to you to be able to try what you are making.
Yeah, it's like I have license to do it, which before, because I do more the analytical side of it, and I am passionate about that. I love the analytical part of it and understanding it and figuring it out. But then there's this kind of sense of ownership over it, and I don't even need to partake in it to appreciate it. Yeah. But I'm not really in it. That's what I feel like God has opened my eyes to, is the fact that I'm not at that table. I'm not enjoying. Yeah. So that's why I feel so called out and a little emotional. Like, oh my word, it doesn't, what I've been doing wouldn't read as sinful, really. Cause it's, but there's an element of it that now I can see, like, how I've been holding myself back. And that, I mean, there's some humbling and there's some like repenting and processing and figuring out. And so that's kind of where I am, feeling a little overwhelmed, but very loved, very seen. And like, okay,
it's a gift. He wants you to enjoy.
Yes. That it's for me too. And I mean, that just even saying that, it just feels like humbling. Like I haven't intentionally martyred myself. I don't want it to
come. No,
that's not what I've been doing, but I've owned my diet. I've understood what I'm doing and I've been comfortable here, and I haven't really given myself license unless it's a period of indulging and then I get back on track. But now it feels like that reset, like this is the path that I am supposed to just do this. And so really old school, I'm going to be careful and make sure that the calories and the things I do taste are worth it. Not just, just brainless, but also pair that with a healthy diet and working out, like super old school. Like that's, you know, what everybody knows they're supposed to do, but I get more, enticed by like the faddish things and understanding why it works and how it works and how can I bring that knowledge into how I'm eating, sort of outsmart the system kind of.
Yeah.
But this is really just very humbling, old school, you know, make sure that you're burning more calories than you're eating and don't sweat it, you know, and work out. And I don't have,
or literally sweat it,
literally sweat, you know, move your body and be healthy and, drink water and, you know, do all those things that we know we're supposed to do. But I feel like I was doing it a different way and it was working without analyzing. And this just kind of pulled the rug out from under me and showed me this whole other aspect of the way I've been living that has, you know, I just haven't been fully present. So it's exciting and it's humbling and I'm working through it. But I think one way that I'm going to utilize this word is to go on. Last year, I really went on this journey of sugar cookies and buttercream frosting. And I did a ton of nieces and nephews' birthdays. And I got it. I think I understand it. I have a recipe I like, frosting recipe I like. It's simple. It's a process. Yeah. I've acquired all the tips, the bags.
You figured it all out.
I mean, not that I have it, not that I've got it.
Yeah, but
you understand the basics. It's no longer this mysterious thing. You know, I know how long the frosting can last in the fridge. I know, you know, I've got all that stuff down. But what's a lot harder is royal, because there's so much more nuance in just how you make it.
But it's so much more fun.
There's so much more creative opportunity with techniques and just it's not all texture. It's, you know, you can have a smooth, beautiful piece of art in front of you, yeah, that's just banking on texture to build in the free spaces. So that's much more intimidating to me, but I'm going to go after it, and I'm going to focus on flavor. And, you know, I want a good cookie that's like a default that has some interesting flavors in it. And then a repertoire of maybe five just standards that, depending on the season or the, you know, whatever the event is that I'm doing, I have these five to kind of fall back on. And then I want a really solid royal recipe that I can understand and I can work with.
Ladies, I have loved Thrive Cosmetics long before they were ever a sponsor of the show. I love this brand for so many reasons, not the least of which is that they are a clean skincare and makeup brand. They have high performance stuff that really works in their beauty and skincare products, but they're made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. No parabens, sulfates, phthalates. They're certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. All of that means a lot to me, especially because I'm using them every single day. The product that is my ride or die, I absolutely cannot live without, is their Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. I love this stuff. I don't even want to try any other brands. I just go with this one because it's that good. It's a tubing mascara, so it goes on beautifully. There's no clumping. It's ultra lengthening. It really opens up my eyes and fills out my lashes, but then it doesn't smudge or flake. I can cry or sleep with this stuff on and I don't have to worry about it. And then at the end of the day, it comes off so beautifully. It slides right off with warm water. I don't have any of that raccoon eyes effect. I love this mascara. And because it has clean and nourishing ingredients, it really supports me to have longer, stronger, healthier looking lashes. And I just don't think you can find better. It is my absolute favorite. And one of the newer things that I've been turned on to that I've been using in my daily skincare routine is their Defying Gravity Eye Lifting Cream. I really like this stuff. It instantly lifts and tightens and brightens the skin around my eyes with line smoothing hydration while instantly reducing dark circles and puffiness. Thank you very much. I really need how it fights signs of stress, aging, and dullness. This mama is tired. And it really helps. It's like beauty sleep in a bottle, and I could use all the help that I can get. But I also don't want to leave this sponsorship spot without telling you guys about the causes that they support. Thrive has their Bigger Than Beauty initiative. So for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women thrive. Women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, fighting cancer, and so much more, Thrive really makes an impact and gives back. So it's not just a clean beauty brand. You're not just getting great makeup, but they also give back. And now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/livewell. That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/livewell for 15% off your first order. And I just want to thank Thrive Cosmetics for sponsoring Live Well Anyway.
I just did my first batch of cookies for this year for my dad's 70th birthday, which his birthday is actually today, but his party was yesterday. And it was bold. It felt like to try something. Yeah. An event, not just like, okay, I'm just gonna practice these and I'll go in the trash.
I know you went for it. I mean, I was like, oh, here we go.
Here we go. No, I did. And so I thought about my dad and I thought, like, how can I represent him on a cookie? And more to come on that later. But I think that's something that is a fun twist to this and how I'll build that in this year. But how do I take who my dad is and, you know, come up with four or five cookies that are him, that really signify what he's into or his hobbies? Or so I did that. And a lot of these things I don't have a cookie cutter for. So then I sketched it, I cut it out. I traced it with a knife on the dough, cut out my own cookie shape, baked it, frosted it, like without a picture, without something that's like guiding me, just my own kind of my instincts. And it was so much fun. And I had some real humbling cookies that were hilarious. I was like, you're a before.
Yes. But you embraced it. You went with it anyway, which I absolutely loved. And you like took some chances. You like got in there with some interesting techniques and like you got after it. I was so blown away because, okay, for you guys who don't know, like, a billion years ago, I was a cookie decorator and we used royal icing, and I've done it some over the years, haven't in quite a while, but like really enjoyed my years doing cookie stuff. And so when Katie said, like, I'm going to do royal, it was like, ah, yes, because there's just so many different things that you can do. And it's so much fun and it's so much more artistic. And so I was just like, when you said you were going to do it, it was like, okay. But then you went all in and they were so much fun. Like, I loved seeing every part of the process and you just kind of like abandoning yourself to it. It was like, it was like even feasting on the doing of it. Like, right? It was just like, yes. I'm going in and doing it. And it was just, it was so much fun to watch.
Oh, well, it was like feasting on it because I tasted it. I wouldn't normally let myself do that. I did. I tasted it. I made sure I tweaked some stuff because I tasted it.
Yeah.
And then I really just had fun, and I had several missteps, especially with flooding consistency, had to rebake cookies, start over, but you learn so much in the mistakes.
Yeah. That
normally I hold myself back till I understand it so thoroughly that all I'm missing is putting it into practice. And I just don't let myself try a lot if I don't feel like I've got it. And this was just mid process. I jumped in and just kind of went for it. And it was so fun. And ultimately it really blessed my dad because he's not looking for perfect cookies,
but
he's looking for the heart and the sentiment that said, I tried something for you and I thought about you and I did this. And, you know, he was really touched.
Aww.
And that's something that I don't want to miss in this perfectionism or this analytical part of my brain. Like, I also have to just go for it. I've got to just get in there and give it a shot anyway. And if it doesn't work out, you learn and you'll do better the next time. But I rarely give myself those sorts of permissions. And it just feels like this year, this word, God is saying, like, you know, I've got you. Just go and have fun. Do it and enjoy.
Yes. Oh, it just feels like such a fun year for you.
Yeah, really.
I love it.
And if you take away the results, you know, kind of like you're saying, if you take away that you have to meet these markers and it has to look like this, if I'm going to embark on this, and especially if I'm going to embark on this and share about it, which I am going to try to do, like, if you're curious about these cookies and you want to see them, they should be on my Instagram page.
And your blog.
And my blog, I'm really going to do this.
Yes.
I'm gonna, this my accountability, like
pushing her.
Because I need to share it before I've got this figured out, before I've got this carved in. And that's not easy for me, but I'm gonna push myself to do it. So anyway, I don't remember where I was going with that, but like you too. If you take the results out of the equation and you make yourself focus on that the journey is part of it and that there's enjoyment here, that you don't just enjoy when you get to the end, but along the way, what you learn and showing up and laughing at yourself and just giving your best shot, knowing it may not be enough anyway, like there's so much there.
And
I don't know if it's the pandemic and losing control over the things that, you know, we thought we could own and control.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but everything feels shaken up. And this is just a fresh start of like, owning it isn't the goal. The goal is, you know, to grow in the process and always be kind of evolving and not think we've got it figured out and then we're good enough to share or talk together. But just like be yourself. And like for me to do that, I have to acknowledge God is the one who's given me this gift. He's the one who directs what I do with it. It's not for my own sake to understand it. It's to, it's to offer forward. And that's so much more humbling, but I think there's so much more blessing there.
Mm-hmm. And it's what people can relate to more. They want to see the process. They want to see the journey. I think that is more inspirational than just getting the finished product. You know, I really like that part of it and you sharing that. And I just think it's super fun. And I also love that this is your word, this feast word. And yesterday, I haven't even gotten to hear about it yet, but you had like the ultimate feast.
We really did.
What a way to kick off the year. I need to hear about it.
It was pretty amazing. I mean, I still feel like I'm processing it because, oh my gosh. But so for my dad's 70th birthday that I was referencing, we hired a local chef who he dabbles in barbecue and seafood. I think his real passion is Mexican cuisine. So he's very versatile.
He's got three restaurants locally, right? Four. Okay.
And then a couple in California and potential for a whole lot more, as we heard yesterday. Wow. But we had him come in to my mom and dad's, and my dad is just, oh, he loves barbecue. He loves feeding all of us these big cuts of meat that take days and days and days, and they're fantastic. I mean, this is just, he loves it. So the chef came in and he showed us how he does ribs, chicken, and then brisket. And then he made two barbecue sauces on my dad's stove with his stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. And I had a front row seat. I was right there in front of him.
Was just fine with that. You're like, I'm just going to watch you the whole time.
It was kind of like a teaching thing, like, but not everybody was as well. I would say nobody was as I was, because he would kind of like smile and be like, I know you care about this, so I'm going to tell you this tasted a little this way, so I'm going to add this. And I was just,
oh, I love that he did that.
So he did. He told me the whole process, and I asked a lot of questions, and he was great about answering them. He brought a butane torch. And one of my favorite moments is he put garlic and chipotle peppers on this little baking sheet, and he pulled out the torch, and my eyes just got big. He said, oh yeah, we're toasting these.
Oh.
And so right in front of me, he just put the flame right on them, and they just toasted up. And so then we added those into the sauce. And then what he did is he strained it. So all the aromatics and all the stuff that went in there, you're going to take them out. So you don't have to be too precise or too careful about chunks. You're not going to blend it. It just strained out. And I've never done it that way. But I watched him create these layers and layers and layers of flavors in these two sauces. So he was telling me why this one is, you know, this one has a more of a vinegar tang, and this one has more of a smoky sweet, and how we got there. And it probably took about an hour.
Wow.
Going back and forth and tasting and finessing the whole thing. And I had to check myself. I'm not drooling. Like, check myself. What is my face doing right now? Because I'm so in it. I don't even know if I'm just, it was.
Yeah.
It was beyond. And so he was there for 6 hours.
Wow.
And then he presented all the food. He ate with us. And then I sent him home with one of my cookies.
Oh, look at you.
It was the one that was the smoker. I was like, he's like, no one has ever given me a cookie shaped like a smoker. It's like, I bet not.
I love that.
Not out there. But here you go.
That's so fabulous.
We just had a wonderful time. It was, it blew my expectations out of the water, and I knew it was going to be a fantastic day. But it was so special. So when you say feast and like,
yes,
nothing launches the year quite like that. That will be my picture of all of us just being together. And it was no kids. There are 19 grandkids, and only my 3 teenage boys were there. All the little ones were gone. So it was just the adults just enjoying each other and enjoying food and the day and my dad. And it was pretty special.
Oh, I love that. Cause last I heard, you didn't even have babysitters for the little ones.
Yeah. There was some right down to the wire details to iron out. And cause it's a long day, you know, it's a long day to have somebody to watch. Everybody has either 4 or 5 kids. So, you know, there's a lot in there to figure out, but, I did like the charcuterie board so that we could kind of eat while we could pre-eat and not be, just absolutely starved, but we didn't want to eat too much because, you know.
Yeah. Hello.
Swimming. So it's a delicate balance. And some of the guys, they're like, I had a big breakfast and I'm starving myself. So I stretched my stomach and now I'm just gonna roll. And then I mean, what? Like there was definitely strategy
involved. Oh my gosh. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it.
It was really funny and just absolutely to die for. So an opportunity.
Yeah. And I mean, you had a good amount of nerves heading into it, just even from doing like the charcuterie and stuff like that. But once you got in there, it was all like, okay.
It was really great. It was so cool. Seeing him slice the onion, that was another highlight because I mean, you might see it like on Food Network or other things, but in the flesh, like somebody who has that skill, it's an art, like to be able to pop something that precisely, that quickly, that beautifully. And he talked to us about the kind of knives he prefers, which he likes Japanese knives over German, which that was kind of a revelation to me. I've always had German.
Interesting. And I wouldn't know the difference.
Well, I really didn't either, but the Japanese are so light. And so you're not needing to put a lot of muscle into your, so it's just really skill. It's not, it's sliding through the food. So it's just, and he let me hold his knife.
Oh, wow. That's something in the world of
chefs. I know. You don't always share your knives. You know, nobody touches your knives.
But he let
me hold it. I was like,
I bet he had so much fun being with someone who was so enamored with what he was doing. I bet he felt like a rock star all day long. And I'm sure that you made the day for him. Well, like, I feel like you should have had like, a Chad White shirt on.
Like, I know. Something. Seriously, I will send you pictures because I didn't take any. I was so present in the moment.
Yes, which is so good.
Yeah, but everybody who took pictures kept getting pictures of me in it because I was so piled in, and I just keep laughing at them. Like, I didn't even know there was a picture being taken. I was so in that. It was a special day. It really was. And my dad just loved it. I don't think we could have pictured anything that would have made him feel more like appreciated and known than this. So it was a win all the way around. It was a great
day. And it was like so down to the wire that everybody was even going to be like healthy enough to be there. And like there was like all kinds of things happening last week, and it was like, if everybody needs to be well by this day and this hour, and you know, it was just like everybody holding their breath for it to happen.
Yeah, it was high drama. My parents had been in Florida for a few weeks, and so they got back and we'd had this huge winter storm, and then it, you know, the snow melted and it froze, and then we got more snow, and I mean our winter has been craziness.
Yeah.
But they weren't home to get to their driveway, so it was so many layers of ice. And my dad's like, we're gonna have to call it off, nobody's gonna be able to get up the driveway, which at my parents, it's substantial, and if you park at the bottom, you're hiking it, and over it was sort of impassable. And so we're like, oh my gosh, we had to get all hands on deck with ice melt and shovels, and like we had to get at that to make it work out. But yeah, there were a lot of kind of scary details, but it did all come together.
It all came together. I mean, I was even kind of, I mean, for months now, there's been like, well, this detail has to happen and that detail has to happen. So to hear that, you know, something in our world you could plan and actually have it happen the way it was supposed to happen is pretty incredible. I mean, even like your sister had a baby last week. Like,
there had a baby last week.
Yeah.
My aunt who flew in from Chicago, her flight from Seattle kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed into Spokane until 3 a.m. They finally just canceled it, and they were going to rebook her through San Diego, and she would arrive. She would have arrived Sunday morning, and she's like, forget it, I'm renting a car. And she drove from Seattle to Spokane, which I mean, that's a 4.5-5 hour trip.
Yeah, especially with snow.
the passes have been closed.
Yes.
It's been, we were like, there's no way she's going to make it. Aren't the passes closed? Well, she made it through. And then this fog, for a while, she couldn't even see well, but she pulled into town. Like, there's this, like, how?
It's so like, crazy.
All odds, she came.
So. Yeah. She's like, I am getting there, period.
Yeah, it was not without drama that all this happened, but it happened. So.
So many things. And I'm just, it's like so much of your family has been looking forward to this for so long. Just all of it, the baby, the trips, the like everything. It feels like this weekend was like the culmination of that. And I'm just so glad that it all worked out. And now you guys can all just kind of like relish in the afterglow.
Seriously, I feel like now I can kind of coast. Like these, there were some big things in January. They've happened. And now it's like, okay, I can breathe.
Yeah.
Life can return to normal a little bit with all the frontal lobe I've needed for my brain, all the details. Like, okay, you can rest a little bit now.
Yes.
You can fudge on details here and there. Like,
yes. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Just hearing throughout the week, last week, all the details of like, this day I have to get this thing done. And then the next day you had to get that thing done. It was just like, oh my word. Like I never want that job.
Well, and I love it. I feel like I come alive in those.
Yeah.
But then there is, you know, then now I'll have to hardcore retreat for a little bit.
And yeah.
That's okay too. We've had so much together time and wonderful, just wonderful, wonderful time. But also, you know, now it's time to just regroup and not have so many details and worries sort of looming that this could be. We just, you know, it could have just been wiped away, all the work for nothing. One little thing could have just gone off, and luckily we skated through. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, I was just so scared. Even you had two people in your household come down with a stomach flu last week, or three people. I was just so like, please, like, don't let her get to like that day and then be like the only person who can't be there.
Can you imagine? I mean, that was my worst nightmare. I thought, oh no, 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 this cannot happen. I've got to be healthy.
Yeah.
And so I quarantined. I slept alone for days. I was like, I'm not getting anywhere near this. This is too big.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm so, so glad that everything came together and that you got to feast and you got to like kick your year off right in January like that. It's it's so fun.
It was so. What's gonna happen the rest of the year? I mean, this feels like you know.
Yeah. Well, like we said, those cookies that you made for your dad—they were the befores.
They are the.
I mean, even though them being befores, I was already so impressed that it makes me excited to know like where you're gonna end up. Even like I told you the other day, even in 2 months from now, like I know they will already be better and they're not starting out bad. And so it's so fun to just think of like where this is going to go. And I can't wait to see those side by sides of these first cookies and then where you are.
Me too. They're
gonna be so fun.
I can't wait for that either. And just, just to what I'm going to learn, you know, like just all the, I've been watching videos like crazy and just, I like all that teaching myself, but again, I've got to do it. I think that's what's different this year is it's not just taking it in, it's putting it out and it's kind of learning the hard way and letting myself.
But the fun way, like it's, you get to just be creative.
Yeah.
And no pressure really. It's not even like you're doing it for a bakery or for a place right now. You just get to do it for you and your family and your friends and just have fun with the learning process.
It's so true. And I would, I would just encourage anybody that feels that like little burning nudge in their heart of something that they've kind of been interested in, but want to do, but it feels insurmountable, like to just break it up into small steps and start.
Yeah.
The thing that was really killing me about royal frosting in sugar cookies this way is that it's an exhausting day to do all of it. And then I've now realized like I can just have the dough in the fridge and bake two cookies and royal ice cream room temp. So it's always ready. So then I just decorate two cookies. It's not 24 or 40 over my life or my kitchen. It's accessible if you break it down and think, how can I take one small step forward that would get me to do this goal without it being like this big production where life goes on. Because nobody's got time for that.
Yeah. But
can you take one small step forward?
I love that. Oh, that's so fun. All right. Well, I had like a bunch more things that I was going to bring up, but I think that's a really fun note to end on your feasting and your cookies. And feasting. Yes.
Let's go. 2020.
Yes. For a magical feast. That's how we'll wrap up our year.
I like that.
Okay. Well, thank you for chatting with me. It was so fun to hear about yesterday, and I can't wait to see the pictures.
Yeah.
Of Katie drooling.
Yeah.
All right. I will talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, ladies, that's it for this week's episode of the podcast. As always, you can find the show notes by just swiping up in whatever app you are listening to this show on, whether it's iTunes or Spotify or wherever else. And hey, it would also be great if while you're there checking out the show notes, you just hopped over and left us a really quick little rating and review. It helps the app that you're using to actually let other users know who might be interested in this show as well, which is a huge support to keep the show growing and moving and working. And so I so appreciate when you take that little bit of time to give us, you know, hopefully a 5-star review and say a couple of quick words. It makes a really big difference. So thank you to those of you who have done that and who are about to. All right, you guys, until next week, when I'm back with a really fun episode, I'm having on a color guru for all of you who keep asking, what color am I? Am I cool? Am I warm? What looks good on me? Well, I have got the lady coming on the show who is going to tell everybody how to figure that out. All right, it's going to be a really fun episode, so be sure to tune back in next week. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss anything. And until then, ladies, go be bold and gracious.